Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is going to be a review of four papers that I have just finished testing here at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. The papers are Canson Platine, and in the Canson, I mentioned that I'm testing 18 different materials for them. The three that I've currently got tested was the Platine, the Reeves BFK, and the Arches Aquiel. So I've got those three papers tested, and as well, I decided to do a color test on the Hanamule Bamboo. So there's the four papers that I've tested. First thing I should talk a little bit about, I guess, is my sort of philosophy on testing materials. I don't just make one profile. I make a ring around of profiles that allow me to look at the print surface resolution or the PSR of the material. It allows me to look at the fluid capacity of the coating on the material. It allows me to look at the cockling of the paper. That is sort of the wavy nature that a paper, when it gets a lot of fluid on it, can sometimes get. And when that's going through your printer and you start getting that sort of wave happening, of course your dot placement is not perfect because parts of the paper are higher and parts of the paper are lower. And if you get a really bad cockle, of course you can have a head strike. So I do analysis of all these different things. I map the different gamma profiles in ColorThink Pro by Chromix, and I really sort of look at it. And I also compare it to profiles that are available online, and I sort of use this sort of ring around testing technique to figure out just what's going to be the absolutely perfect, ICC space for a particular material. So I went through and I tested all these materials. One thing I should also mention, the reason why it's taking me a little bit longer to get these profiles done is that I've had a couple of equipment malfunctions the last 10 days. My I1 spectrometer died, and as a result, I had to buy a new one of them, so there was $1,000. And then the robotic arm that I use to make the profiles, which is the IO table, also died. It just happened within a day of each other. Fortunately, I've been speaking with X-Rite/Great Take Macbeth. They are fixing the table under warranty, and I should have it back here within a couple of days. What this has meant, though, is that I've had to do all the profiling by hand. And I use an awful lot of patches. And as a result, I have now given myself tendonitis in my right elbow to the point that I can't hold my scotch in the evening. It hurts so bad. So I won't be making any profiles again here for at least a couple of days or until the new table comes back. It's a little too painful to consider that right now with my arm. So anyways, I've been testing these four papers, and here's sort of my thoughts. Let me go down the list. The first one I'll talk about is the Platine. The Platine will not be available until I believe it's January. It may be sooner than that. Stay tuned. But I believe the word that I heard last was January. It is sort of a glossy surface paper. It's sort of an F-surface type quality. It has the largest gamut of any material I have ever tested. What that means is this paper can hit the broadest, most dynamic range of colors and tonality of anything. I compared it to glossy media from a lot of other companies. I compared it to beautiful glossy canvas materials. Nothing comes close. This was the largest gamut I have ever seen. My KL value was somewhere like around 3. It's outrageous. It's a gorgeous paper, but you have to like sort of a glossy surface. But it's not a big gloss. It's a very sort of subtle gloss. It holds a tremendous amount of fluid. You can throw an awful lot of fluid down on these inks or on these papers. And with a lot of the new 10 and 12 color ink sets, this is very important. The blues and the reds are just liquid, absolutely liquid on this material. It just looks gorgeous. And it really does have very much the feel of a classic silver print. I did some tritone black and white printing on it, and it just blew me away. The depth and the way you could see into the surface and the feel of the 310 GSM cotton base, it's gorgeous. There's nothing about this paper that didn't just sing, absolute winner to me. The one thing I will say is that the paper needs to be handled a little more carefully than other papers, especially other matte surface papers. Oil from your hand, if you start touching the surface a lot while you're feeding the paper, will show up and will sort of change sort of the surface characteristics with regards to the ink. So you need to make sure to handle the paper by the edges, or wear cotton gloves like I do. I wear anti-static cotton gloves when I load my machine. And stuff like that. Just very careful paper handling. I was finishing the prints with a non-yellowing, non-cracking UV protective varnish. Depending on the ink set you use, this may or may not be necessary. But overall, the Platine, to me, top shelf, the absolute best of the gloss media that I've seen to date. The next paper that I'll talk about is the Reeves BFK. Reeves BFK is very interesting to me. This was a paper that I printed on digitally 14 years ago. And I liked it. I mean, it had, and this was an uncoated sheet back then, obviously, but I liked the way the paper looked. I liked the feel. It's just an absolutely gorgeous stock with a very beautiful, subtle surface texture. All the papers by Canson, what's really interesting is they've stayed away from adding optical brighteners to the paper. Yet, they really wanted to make sure that after coating the paper, it still had the same white that the paper traditionally had. So what they're adding to the papers is a white carbon pigment. Which will not fade. So instead of having the issues with optical brighteners where, you know, they're going to dim down over time, by using white carbon pigment actually in the paper itself, the beauty is that you get a paper that's white and is going to stay white. The BFK to me was a paper that, once again, when I got it, I was really interested in testing. And I have to say that the ICC profile for the BFK is gorgeous. It hits every single thing that I'm looking for. It has a beautiful dynamic range, beautiful shape to the ICC profile. Very easy to profile, too. And just like the Platine, it holds a lot of ink. You can throw a tremendous amount of ink down. And it's very minimal cockling. And I'm running the 12-ink system. So I'm throwing down just an obscene amount of fluid. And yet, at the same time, the cockling was minimal. The print surface resolution is extremely high on all these materials. So once again, BFK to me, gorgeous paper stock. The next one that I tested by Canson was the Arch Aquiel. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. The Aquiel is a rough surface textured paper. It's not nearly as smooth as the BFK is, and the Platine is, once again, more like an F surface. But it's a gorgeous surface. It's more of your traditional sort of subtle watercolor papers. Not a heavy watercolor, but a subtle watercolor. And it's funny. Most papers that I've tested in the past, and I've made well in excess of 500 to 600 profiles, most papers that I've tested, the rougher the surface papers, for some reason don't seem to have as large of gamut. They seem to suffer from that. However, I was surprised. When I made the profile for the Aquiel, it has the largest matte surface gamut I have ever seen. It's larger than the BFK, it's larger than Berger PN32, it's larger than a Nova Smooth Cotton Bright White. It's huge. And yet it's also on this, you know, textured surface paper. And everything about the profile is gorgeous. When you look at the projection, the gamma projection, it's huge. When you look at the D-max that's being pulled out of the paper, it's black. And one of my suspicions is that perhaps there's a slightly heavier coating on this paper to take into account the texture of the surface. But no matter what it is, it's gorgeous. And if you like a slightly rough surface texture, you know, not a really heavy watercolor, but more in that direction, and you really want great blacks and great reds, this would be a material that I would absolutely jump at. It's just breathtaking. The black is absolutely just carbon pitch black. It's just beautiful. Once again, like the other Canson products, it has a carbon white pigment in the paper itself, so you don't have to worry about the OBA. All these papers are acid-free, cotton-based, so it's wonderful. Everything about this paper I absolutely love. The other paper that I tested, or the last paper that I tested, was the Hanamuel Bamboo. I had written an article, or a brief little summary of my thoughts on bamboo a couple weeks back, and I managed to give myself a 24-inch roll of the material, and I decided, well, what the heck, let's, you know, spend a little more time with it. You know, my elbow was only killing me a little bit at that point, and why not make, you know, a couple thousand patch ICC and really see what's possible with this material. And I stand by my initial review of the Hanamyo Bamboo. It's a beautiful paper. It holds a tremendous amount of ink. It has a very nice surface. There's a lot of things about the Hanamyo Bamboo to absolutely love. The only thing to me that is sort of the slight drawback is that the paper surface is very warm, extremely warm. Wonderful for portraits, wonderful for landscapes where you want rich, warm color, wonderful for instances where you're doing a black and white portrait and you want sort of a creamier, warmer sort of paper stock. It's fantastic for all that. But if you're looking for really brilliant, bright whites, you're not going to get it. One thing that's very interesting, though, is Hanamyo's coating is extremely good because the gamut projection for the Bamboo is very, very similar to the gamut projection for the Reeves BFK. And that's nice. I mean, it just really shows that these are true top-shelf papers. And they're both capable of reproducing a similar range of blues and reds and yellows. But, of course, the warmer tone of the Bamboo does cause some issues with blues and reds. You know, once again, blue shifting a little bit purple potentially and red shifting a little bit orange just because of the base color. But once again, absolutely beautiful paper, and I think it's a niche paper, but you know, it might be the niche that you're looking for. All of the materials that I've spoken about so far are not currently available, at least from the last knowledge I had, in sizes larger than 44 inches. However, I have been told by Canson and I believe Hanamyo as well are also coming out with these papers in larger sizes to accommodate, you know, systems like the Da Vinci that do 54 and maybe even 60-inch rolls in the near future. I know with some of the papers it's difficult because they're a mold made and you really can't get that large, but, you know, it's just interesting. So, let me just sort of recap my thoughts on this. First off, they're all gorgeous papers. The Platine, the BFK, the Aquiel, and the Bamboo. They're all absolutely gorgeous papers. If you're looking for a new F-surface paper, you want something that isn't bright white, that doesn't look plastic, that has depth and an emotional quality to it, the Platine's your paper. It'll absolutely knock your socks off. I mean, truly knock your socks off. Won't be available, though, until the new year. The next paper stock that I would say, you know, to take a look at is the Reeves BFK. If you want not a perfectly smooth, but just a little bit of something going on the surface, you want a nice 310 GSM stock. It's got enough weight to your hands, minimal cockling, beautiful gamut, you know, holds a ton of ink, great paper source. And if you're looking for sort of like a great production art paper, this would be a wonderful choice. The Aquiel by Arsh, by once again Canson. If you're looking for a slightly textured watercolor paper and you want a huge gamut, this is one I would really take a look at. As I said, I've sort of shied away from you know, sort of textured surface papers, but this is gorgeous. It's huge. The black is outrageous. The gamut is enormous. Tons of fluid. I like it a lot. The final one, the Bamboo, once again, it's a niche paper. If you're looking for that warmth, if you're doing black and white portraits, color portraits, landscapes where you want the warmth, great choice. You can also tell that I'm not really saying anything overly negative about these four papers. And I guess my reason for that is that I don't really have anything negative to say about the four papers. All of them were really good. All of them perform to the standards that I have set forth for what I want a paper to do when I'm printing on it at Indian Hill. So that's sort of, I guess, my initial thoughts regarding these four papers. You'll notice that I'm not posting any sample images. And the reason for that is that that's completely useless. There's just no way on your monitor you're ever going to get to see what I'm talking about. So here's what I'm going to suggest. Like so many articles that I posted here on the Fidgetal Revolution, I say, hey, look, take my information, take my testing, and use it as a springboard for your own testing. So here's what I'm going to propose. Canson has a sample pack available of all of their papers, everyone except for the Platine. The Platine is not in it. The Platine, you'll have to wait until January. But you can get all the other papers that, and a lot of ones that I have not tested yet, in a sample pack. And I think it's like $15 or $16. And it's one sheet of 8.5 by 11. It's got a sticker on the back that says what the paper is. On their website, you can download free ICC profiles for just about every single imaginable printer. Now, once again, you know, I don't have a huge love affair with these canned pre-made ICC profiles, but it's good enough for this purpose. What I suggest is pull out maybe one or two images that, you know, you really love that are challenging to print, and shrink them down so they'll fit on that 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper. Install all the profiles and print out the exact one or two, or if you have a test target, you could download the free test target that I have here on Fidgetal Revolution and print that test target out on all the papers and then lay it out in front of you. Pour yourself a great glass of wine, a scotch, a bourbon, vodka, whatever you like. Sit back, look at the prints, and decide what you like. Decide what surface texture you like. That's really the best way. I mean, I'm just giving you my opinions and my ideas here, but you really need to do the testing yourself to determine what your own personal preferences are. And here's a really quick, cheap way. You know, you're out the door for $16 and maybe in a couple hours of your time, and you can really be able to have, you know, all the possible options and everything mapped out for you. You also should be able to get a sample from Hanamule as well. I know Shades of Paper, I think the website is shadesofpaper.com, has the Canson packs available for sale. Other places might as well on the web, I don't know. Just take a look around. Give these papers a look. As soon as I get my I.O. table, my I-1 I.O. table running here again, hopefully by the end of the week. Graytag, if you're listening to this, or X-Rite, please get me my table back as fast as you can. I will continue these tests. There's a lot of other beautiful papers that I've got sitting in my studio that I'm itching to get my fingers on. I just have to wait for that robotic arm to get back. Once again, these are just my thoughts. Thank you very much for listening, and I would love to hear your thoughts. Have a great day. Take care.